Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Rabbi Marty Mimarazi Sheyechiu and the schus Moshe Rabin Peshadina, Rabbi Sorban Moshe Mordechai. And it's based on Torah that I received from Rabbi Rabbi Hagon Agadol Rav Chaim Meir Horowitz Shlita in Parshas Lech Lecha. It says, Asher Hotzi Sicha Me'ur Kastim. That God took Avram out of Ur Kasdim, Bereishis Rabbah, Parshas Noach, Parsha Lamed Ches. It says that Nimrod threw Avram Avinu into the Eish beUr Kasdim, and Avram Avinu was Moiser Nefesh beKoyach Emunosoi baKadosh Baruch Hu, Hachai LaAd veKayim LaNetzach, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved him from the fire. That's why it's called Ur Kasdim. That's the remnants of the fire. So where we're going to discuss an inyan relating to Parshas Lech Lecha of Mesirus Nefesh, Mishneh LeMelech in his Sefer Parshas Drochim Drush Beis Derech HaAsorim brings in the name of the Maharit in his Droshois in Parshas Toldois, who asks, how is it mutter for Avram Avinu Olav Shalom to be Moiser Nafsho Al Kedushas Hashem? Hare Omrim B'Mesechet Sanhedrin בדף עין דלת עמוד ב' שבן נוח אינו מצווה על קידוש השם. How is it mutter for Avram Avinu to be moiser nefesh? בן נוח is not מצווה על קידוש השם. The Rambam Paskins 5:4 Yisodei HaTorah that anybody about whom it says יעבור ואל יהרג, that he should be over and he shouldn't die, and he's killed, and he isn't over, is Mischayev Benavsho. So Lechora, we celebrate Avram, but it's being thrown into the Kivshan Eish. Lechora, he did the wrong thing. How is it mutter for him to be Maiser Nefesh? So the Mishnah Lamelech writes that from this it's Muchach, Avram Avinu had a Din Ben Yisrael Lechol Davo. So there are a number of ways we can go, a number of directions we can go, in order to be miyashiv the kasha of the Maharit, how Avram Avinu was allowed to be Moser Nafsha. So, we'll start with this Mahalach. Ubehekdem Gimel Hakdamos. First, we have to be makdim three ideas, three principles, three points. Yesh lachkor in what the Rambam writes, that if you have to be oiver and are not killed, and the person's killed, he's mischayev benavsho. Where does the Rambam know that from? Hare bevadai, kishemasar nafsho, hare mekadesh, shem, shamayim. As lama mitchayev benavsho, he's mekadesh shem shamayim. So why is he mischayev benavsho when he dies? Pri Chadash, in his Hagos and Rambam, in the fifth parak of Yisodei HaTorah Halacha Aleph, writes that the Makor of the Rambam is from what it says in Sanhedrin 74a, Amar Revi Yishmael, Minayin Shim Amru Lo La'odam Avor Avod 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 Azara Ve'al Tehorek Minayin Shi Yavod. How do we know that if somebody is told to serve idols and don't be killed, how do we know that he should be over and over the avodah zarah and not be killed? Talmud Loimar, v'chai behem v'lo sheyamus behem. You should live by them and not die by them. So it's true that we don't paskin like him. Nevertheless, we learn from him that in all mitzvahs, that the din is yavur v'al yehareg, it's because of v'chai b'hem. And therefore, if a person's nerag, he's over on the mitzvah of v'chai b'hem, and he's mischayev b'nafsho. So that's hakdama number one. That the mokor of the Rambam for having to be over and not nerag when that's the din, and there's no option of being nerag, it's usher to be nerag, it's usher to be killed, is v'chai b'hem. V'chai b'hem b'lo sheyamus b'hem. Hakdama number two. From the fact that we require the pasuk of v'chai b'hem, that a person should be oiver, and he shouldn't be nerag, so it's muchach that without the pasuk, it would be mutter to be moiser nefesh, I'll call a mitzvah, and even though that a person is usher to kill himself and commit suicide, is from the pasuk achas damchel and avshaseichem edrosh, like the Rambam writes, or tzeach 2:3, and according to the Beis Meir in Yeridei Resh Tezvav, Sifei and Sod Chasim Soifin, the Chivs Nerei Deshim Chavav, he's over on los sirtzach if he killed himself, so behechreach, and without the pasuk of v'chai b'hem, you would think that it's mutter for him to be moiser nefesh, even though the Torah wasn't mitzvah to be moiser nefesh. And the reason is because when he's moiser nefesh, he's makadish shem shemayim. And you would think that havamina, that it's mutter, al tzkirish Hashem kol mashmala in the pasuk, that it's aser. So akdama number two is that from the fact that we need the pasuk of v'chai b'hem, v'lo sheyamus b'hem, without the pasuk, it would be mutter to be moiser nefesh al kol mitzvahs. Hi, how's it mutter at suicide? The answer is pashut, because he's makadei shem shemayim when he's meiser nefesh. Kedama number three is what it says in Sanhedrin 74b, divar maschil ben noach, says Tosfos. V'im toimar, v'ha v'chai v'hem, v'Yisrael k'siv, v'afilu Yisrael ha'yim m'chuyiv l'msor nafshay, afilu b'tzina, y'lav d'ch'siv, v'chai v'hem, v'yesh loimar, d'dil malo y'itzlich v'chai v'hem, ela ki hechi, d'loi ne'lav shar mitzvus m'reitzeach, v'nara m'urasad afilu b'tzina, y'horik v'al yavor l'kulei alma. It's mevuar midvrei ha'tosvot she'al kol panim kaiminan b'ha shebegoy ein mitzvat v'chai b'hem mikom akom misvara eino chayav b'msor nafsho al ha'mitzvot. Tosfos Sanhedrin asks, what's the shaila of this kiddush Hashem by a ben noach? V'chai b'hem was only said by a Jew. And a Jew would already be chayav to be moiser nefesh, even Bitsina, if not for the V'chai B'hem. We'd always have to be Moser Nefesh. And a guy doesn't have the V'chai B'hem. So of course a guy has to be Moser Nefesh in his mitzvahs. The answer is no. You might think you need V'chai B'hem because we would learn from other mitzvahs, from Ratzeach and Amurasa, from Gil Arayas and Shvichus Damim, that one should die, the Kulei Alma. If we need V'chai B'hem to tell you otherwise. So what comes out from Tosfos is that by a goy there is no mitzvah of v'chai b'hem, but misvara he's not chayv to be moser nefesh. Misvara you don't have to be chayv to, you have to be moser nefesh. The other reason you need v'chai b'hem by Jews is because as a Jew you would learn from other mitzvahs. So now according to this, we could be miyashev the kasha. That's the third hakdama. According to this, we could be miyashev the kasha of the Maharit, of how it was permitted for Avraham Avinu to be moser nefesh. That the Rambam holds, that you're not allowed to be moser nefesh the mitzvahs shedinim yavu v'al yehare, is only for Yisrael, who's mitzuvah and v'chai b'hem, like we learned earlier. Since there's a v'chai b'hem, so you're not allowed to be moser nefesh ala mitzvahs. Even though there's a Kiddush Hashem involved, still. You're not allowed to be Moser Nefesh Alam Mitzvahs because it says V'chai B'hem. But a Goy who isn't Mitzvah and V'chai B'hem, it's mutter for him to be Moser Nefesh Al Kiddush Hashem, even though he's not obligated. So we prove that by a Goy there is no V'chai B'hem. And that by a Jew, the reason that he's not allowed to be Moser Nafshoi is because a Jew has b'chaybehem, but a goy doesn't have b'chaybehem. So how is Avraham Avinu allowed to be moser nafsho? Simply because he doesn't have a b'chaybehem, and therefore he wouldn't be obligated to do so, but it's permitted for him to be moser nefesh. So we need to come onto the b'chay b'hem to answer the Jew. But the guy who doesn't have the b'chay b'hem is allowed to be moser nefesh. Now, if what we're saying is true, we could be miyashir ba'oifin nifla, the kasha of the Yeshua Siyankif in Yoyredeya in Simen Kuf Nun Zayin Si'iv Kotan Aleph. And that it says in Bava Basra, of Yeramid Beis, Sheharugei Lud, Ein kol bilia yochol yochoyla lamoid b'michitzasan. That those who were killed in Lud, no creature can stand in their domain. They're in a league by themselves. Rashi writes, Dibura matril harugei. דהיינו, מה שאומרים בתענית אף ידחת עמוד ב' שמובא ברשי, דיבור המתחיל בלודקיה, שנהרגו על ביתו של מלך שנמצאת הרוגה. ואמרו שהיהודים הרגוה. וגזרו גזרה על שונאיהם של ישראל, ויעמדו אלו, ופדו את ישראל, ואמרו, אנו הרגנוה, והרג המלך לאלו בלבד. That's that what we said, why are the Harugei Lud so amazing? Because of what we say in Tainus, that there was a princess who was found killed, and they said, of course, that the Jews are the guilty party. And they were gozer gzera on the Jews. And these people, these Harugei Lud, were poed to the Jews. They redeemed the Jews by saying, hey, it isn't, don't blame all the Jews, just us. And they took the bullet. They were killed alone and no one else was. Whoa, how are they allowed to do that? You're not allowed to kill yourself. There's no mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. In such an instance, since there's no mitzvah, there's no chiyuv of mesiras nefesh in such a case, so it's usur for them to be meiser nefesh. There's no chiyuv of mesiras nefesh, there's an isur mesiras nefesh. And one might argue that since anyway they were all going to be killed, so what is it going to help for them to stay alive? So anyway, so they just gave themselves over. That's why they're allowed to give themselves over. Anyway, they were going to be killed. But that's not true, because we paskin that if you have a group of people and the goyim say, we want one of you, give us one of you and we will kill him. And if not, we will kill all of you. They should all be killed and not give over a Jew. And the Rambam paskins, you can see what the Rambam paskins in the fifth parak of Yisrael Yatar Lachai, how the Rambam formulates this. And if so, just like it's usur to be moiser echad mehem, a person is also not allowed, this is the Yeshua Siyankiv talking still, that a person can't be moiser himself. Just like you're not allowed to be moiser somebody else, you're not allowed to be moiser yourself. So from the fact that they did this, these Harugei Lud, it's mashma, you are allowed to, for the sake of the Jewish people, you're allowed to do so, you're allowed to be Moser Nefesh, even though you're not obligated to do so. That's the Yeshua Siyankiv word. It's a famous case where there was a group of people who were coming to kill the Jews, and a woman gave herself over to them sexually in order to save the Jews, which normally one shouldn't do. But a number of Achronim Paskin, that's correct. Save the Rabbim. One's allowed to be over on Gilei Arayis. Kopanim, here was over on having himself killed, and that's obviously mutter to save the Jews. That's the issue with Siyankiv. However, based on what we said, it's very good. But since anyway the king would have killed everybody, so it's no longer a mitzvah of v'chaybehem, because anyway they're going to be killed. And since there's no mitzvah se'esei of v'chaybehem, shuv mutar limsor nefesh al kedushat Hashem, gam b'makom she'en chiyuv limsor nefesh. In other words, what's the whole iser of being moiser nefesh when there's no chiyuv? V'chaybehem. But here anyway they're going to be killed. So there's no v'chaybehem. And since there's no v'chaybehem, so then there's a heter of mesiris nefesh. The iser mesiris nefesh is because of v'chaybehem. But here anyway there's going to be killed, there is no v'chaybehem, so there's a heter mesiris nefesh. And the vort of not giving over a Jew, that's the iser ritzicha. Even if anyway they're going to be killed, you're not allowed to be over ritzicha if anyway you're going to be killed. That's another idea. But to be moser nefesh, where the vort is of a chaybehem vort, so kol shebelav hachi yehareg, less lan ba. If anyway the person's going to be killed, so there's no longer a v'chaybehem, and therefore there's a het there of mesiris nefesh. Aye, what are you going to say? You're going to say that there's chayei shah. There is a v'chaybehem here. Because in the meantime, the person can live. These Haruge Lidko lived in the meantime. So even though they were all going to be killed, but there's Chayisha, you're Machal Shabbos for Chayisha. So we can answer, the reason we're Machal Shabbos and Chayisha is because he's going to say Vidui, like the Meiri writes in Yuma. So Haruge Lud, since they were Moser Nefesh, they saved a lot of Jewish people. So their schus is so great, they were definitely... They were definitely misvade. They definitely did tshuva. Or we can say that it's talking about a case where they said everyone, all the Jews are going to be killed on Tuesday, Rachmana Litzlan. And they were killed on Tuesday, so they weren't Mahar Misasa. So either they did vidu, they said vidu, so we don't have a Chayisha issue. Or because maybe it wasn't talking about that they were Mahar Misasa. However, we can ask this kasha also on the case of the Siyah Shel B'nai Adam. That we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan that you're not allowed to be Moser, one of the people of the group, even if they said, we'll kill all of you unless you give over one. You're not allowed to give over one. For the Kesef Mishnah, why are you allowed to be Moser? Why is it also to be Moser one? Lafach, they're all going to die. And there's no svara of my chazis. Explains the Kesef Mishnah. Normally you have a svara of who says your blood is redder, maybe his blood is redder. The Kesef Mishnah explains why there's no such svara over there. So the Kesef Mishnah's kasha is, why is it also to be moiser him? Anyway, they're all going to die. So the question is, al kopanim ne'remar misasa. So how are they allowed to deny him the chayisha? What's the Kesef Mishnah's kasha look like? Why is it also to be Moserim? It's also to be Moserim because of his Chayisha. Tzarechim. Anyway, Mimoitza Hadvorim, from what we learned, it would appear that we can possibly be Mechadesh Adavar Nifla. And that is, that Yesh Lachkon, B'Yisrael Ha'anus Ayyadei Shnei Nochrim, B'Oinis Nefashis. V'nochri echad unsoi lavo al achas migimol averois chamurois shedinom yehori v'al yavri. You have a Jew was forced by two goyim. One guy says you have to be over on one of the big three. The other guy says you have to be over on an Avera Chil Shabbos, eat on kosher, where you're supposed to do the Avera. So you have two goyim with guns to his head. Each guy has a gun, and they're each pointing it at a different side of his brain. And they're about to make his brain into brain soup. And they say, one guy says, listen, either you do it like Zara or you're done with. And the other guy says, either you eat this piece of chazarai or you're done with. Now, according to the Rambam, that you're not allowed to be Moser Nefesh and an Avera, that whose din is Yavor Val Yehareg, Mutalo, is it possibly mutter for him to be Moser Nefesh and this Avera? Or maybe it's also for him to be Moser Nefesh and this Avera. In other words, is he allowed to say to the guy who's forcing him to eat the chazir, is he allowed to say to him, you know what? You can shoot, and I'm not eating the chazir. The Rambam normally holds, you're not allowed to say that. The Rambam normally holds that you're not allowed to be Meiser Nefesh. And if there's no Yehar Gvayavur. But maybe here, you're allowed to be Meiser Nefesh. Why? Because even if he's not Meiser Nefesh on the chazirai, he's going to have to be Moser Nefesh on the one of the big three. There's no v'chai b'hem, because b'lav hachi he's going to die. So even the Das HaRambam, it's not going to be us for him to be Moser Nefesh. V'im choy mehi, nivna le'atiras kesef. Let's build on this. The Prim Godim in Oir Chaim, Simen Shin Chof Tes, in Eishel Avrom, Si'if Koton Dalet, writes that somebody who had a Gemar Din in the Beis Din, the Misa, Mechalalin alav et Shabbat, la'atzilo, sharei mechalalim Shabbat al chayei sha'a, v'kevan shebeshabbat lo katlinan lei, ikach chayei sha'a. So somebody who had a Gemar Din, says the Prima Godin, in the Beis Din for Misa, you're mechalal Shabbos to save him, because you're mechalal Shabbos al chayei sha'a. Some of you are the Gemara Din and the Beis Din, that his din is that he must die. If this guy becomes deathly ill on Shabbos, you're Mechal Shabbos to save his life. Since you're Mechal Shabbos and he's on Shabbos, the Beis Din isn't touching him. So since on Shabbos the Beis Din isn't touching him, he's going to remain alive on Shabbos. So Memela, we have an idea here of Chayesha. So save him for the next few hours, at least he'll stay alive on Shabbos. Mishnah Brura, Shin Chavtes, and the Bir Halacha at the end of the Siman writes that this is not true, because the Torah had mercy on a person that he should remain alive for Chayei Shah if he has mercy on his own life. But this person's a Gavra Ketila because of his Rishus. He's a dead man because of his Rishus. So for him, you're not allowed to be Mechal Shabbos. So from the Mishnah Berurah, we learn that there's no mitzvah of Vachai Behem if somebody had a Gemara Din for Misa. Otherwise, we'd have the Kasha. The reason we're Mechal Shabbos and Pikuach Nefesh of Yisrael is because of Echai Behem, like Shmuel says in Yuma 85b. And Chayisha is also included in Echai Behem. And for this reason, we're Mechal Shabbos and Hatzalas Chayisha. And if so, even if somebody has a Gemar Din Lamisa, we should have been Mechal Shabbos for him. So it must be that the Mishnah Berurah holds that since the Torah didn't have mercy on this person, Torah had mercy on a regular person for Chayesha, but the Torah didn't have mercy on this person's Chayesha, and Memela, there's no V'chai B'hem. So now, according to this, Kumtois Achidush Din, that somebody who had a Gemar Din, the Misa, in Beis Din, and he is forced, compelled, by a Goy on Shabbos to do Malacha, somebody who had a Gemar Din, the Misa, in Beis Din, and he's forced by a Goy on Shabbos to do Malacha, even though a Jew is not allowed to be Moser Nefesh on this, according to the Rambam, nevertheless, he's allowed to be Moser Nefesh, since there's no Mitzvah Seseh V'chai Behem, because anyway he's Chai Mises Beis Din. There's no issur to be Moser Nefesh. The truth is that we could say that since B'nigmar Dino L'Misa, there's no V'chai Behem, not only is it mutter for him to be Moser Nefesh, maybe he's chayv to be Moser Nefesh on Kol HaMitzvos. Because the reason you're not chayv to be Moser Nefesh on Kol HaMitzvos is V'chai Behem, like this writes in Sanhedrin. B'nigmar Dino, there's no V'chai Behem. So Hadar Dino the Chayv L'Misa on Nefesh on Kol HaMitzvos. So that would be an even bigger chiddush. Not only is he allowed to, but he's obligated to be Moser Nefesh. However, it would appear that this isn't true. Because Tosis writes in the Sanhedrin, we quoted earlier, 74b, that we require v'chai behem is in order that we don't learn other mitzvahs from Mitzvah and Aaron Ras. Now that you would say that from Mitzvah and Aaron Ras, you have to be Moser Nefesh on all mitzvahs. So kamash malan, v'chai behem that you don't. You don't learn from Mitzvah and Aaron Ras, you're Moser Nefesh on all the mitzvahs. And if so, after it says v'chai behem, and the Torah is Megala that you don't learn from Ratzach and Amorasa. If so, even somebody who's not Mitzvah and Bechai Behem, nevertheless, we have no Mako to be Mechayv and to be Moser Nefesh. Because the Torah was Megala that we don't learn other mitzvahs from Ratzach and Amorasa. Only by Ratzach and Amorasa there's a Chiyuv Mesiris Nefesh. But nowhere else we have a Gili in the Torah not to learn from Ratzach and Amorasa about a Chiyuv Mesiris Nefesh. But here that Lechor be a Heter Mesiris Nefesh. Vadvorim. Mesukim midvash v'noifes tzufim, Baruch Hashem. That was one mahalach. We have to answer the kash of the Ma'arit. And that, as we said, the Rambam holds you're not allowed to be Moser Nefesh for mitzvahs. Shadinim Yavro Vali Harg is only for a Jew. Why is it v'chai behem? But not for a guy who's not mitzvah. In the midst of Seh V'chai Behem, he's allowed to be Moser Nefesh. So that was our teretz, and with that we answered the kasha of the Harugei Lud. They didn't have a V'chai Behem anymore. They were going to die anyway. And Baruch Hashem, Hadvarim Smeichem Me'od. And Bezrat Hashem, אם Hashem ייתן לנו כוח ומוח וכל מה שצריך את כל האפשרויות הכלכליות, בעזרת השם, אנחנו נמשיך ונראה עוד תירוצים. תודה רבה רבה שהקשבת. שלום שלום.